Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Oh, we have had the most beautiful weather for the last 2 days, completely out of sight, everything blooming here, after all our crazy weather.
Lovely.
Oh, it's been spectacular out there. Yes, yes. It's just been so pretty, and the kitties are all happy. How about you?
Well, you know, they said it was going to rain today and that it was going to storm and it was going to be really bad. Well, we had about a half an hour rain. I guess that's bad for Florida.
Wow. That's crazy.
So we're back to sunshine again, and it's beautiful outside, and it's really nice.
Yay. Yeah, we're getting rain over the next couple of days and stuff, but everybody's saying that we need them for the gardens because we didn't hardly get any snow this year, so we're not having really much of a thaw. So for some of that rain to come in right now is very timely. Very timely.
We do need, you know, and I do agree, we do need the rain. It has been really dry in Florida. Abnormally dry, and so we do need the rain, and I hope we get more rain, but since the sun's back out, I don't think we're getting any new rain in any time in the near future.
Ah, the plot thickens. Well, I can tell you that I was glad that I had these two beautiful days, spent time on the porch. I was out filling up my bird baths and stuff, and getting my little herb garden all ready.
Oh, that time
it's
of year,
all
springtime's coming.
Yes. So what do you think of these cosmic forces tonight, huh?
Interesting.
Yes. It's always very interesting when a lot of the Capricorn energies are moving in together like this. I mean, Mars only being in Capricorn every 2.5 years anyway, exalted there. So I'm encouraging everyone to take the high road.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've been trying to get more and more organized. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know what happened to me. It was like this flash, like several days ago. All of a sudden, I'm saying to myself, time for spring cleaning. Time for me to get things in order. Time for me to get out my fresh spring drapes and all this stuff I do every spring. I'm like, finally, it was warm enough. I felt it.
And there you go. It's time. And it is time for that transition. You're seeing it all over the place. It's kind of funny because I am technically a snowbird. It's now that everybody, I've got them trained. This is the first weekend where I'd say 30% of my appointments were, I had to come in and see you before you left, and I know you're leaving soon. I heard that so many times this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Really funny.
Oh, yes.
So people are changing. People are getting ready. The snowbirds are starting to fly north.
Yes, indeed. Well, in addition to what's going on with the Capricorn planets, I like the fact that Neptune isn't trying to that retrograde Jupiter in Scorpio. That's a pretty aspect.
I was
looking
at
music last night. I was listening to music I hadn't listened to for quite a while. It was just, like, so blissful.
And with it sextiling to Pluto and Mars, it's just such a nice aspect to really find the peace and harmony and the faith in these shifts and changes, you know. So sing a song as you go along through these transitions. because that's really
I was singing
where the
along
joy
with my computer.
Is going
to You're so funny. You're so psychic. I love you. That's great. That's so funny. Yeah, I was doing a sing along with YouTube last night. That's, and you know, it's interesting because when you actually look at the chart for 6 o'clock tonight, both Mars and Pluto, even though Pluto is retrograde now, and so is Saturn, they're in the fourth house of this particular chart. Okay, that I just drew up, you know, at the time of the show. And it's like, oh yeah, fourth house is home, and I'm a Cancer. Oh yeah, I was doing that last night. How about you? How is it affecting your life?
Oh, life is good. And I am. I'm wrapping things up. One of my astrology classes ended on Friday, so I'm wrapping things up again, following in harmony with the universe and making them transitions. And this next week I have another class ending, and the week after I have another class ending. So they're moving along.
They are indeed. That's
so
amazing.
It's that time of year where transitions and changes, and of course, many transitions and changes, of course, getting ready to, you know, like everybody else, you know, you have to get your house changed and shifted and everything else for the season. So there's that involved as well.
Mm-hmm. All righty then. All right, so we have a bunch of callers on hold. They just everybody all of a sudden just showed up like crazy here, so we better take a caller.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Area code 484, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, who
is
this?
Welcome.
My name is Tonetta, thank you.
I'm sorry, your name again?
Tonetta.
How sweet. How many T's?
And what's your birthday?
August 29th. Yep, August 29th. Yep.
1974. 2 p.m. Philadelphia,
yep.
Pennsylvania.
Yep.
All right.
Now, do you still live in Philly?
Yes.
Alrighty then. I heard it's a really amazing city. I've actually only been through it. So did you have a special question for us tonight?
I do. Me and a friend of mine by the name of Desiree had a bad falling out on April the 5th, a Thursday. She hasn't spoken to me or reconciled. My question is, I would like to know when you see her coming forward and wanting to communicate and work things out here.
You have her birth information for us?
I do. It's 2/13/75.
And do you know what time she was born?
I don't know.
Okay, do you know where
and
she
you
works?
Know
we have to put something in the computer. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And where was she born?
She was born in the same area as me, Philadelphia, PA.
Okay. Let's take a look.
Sure.
It's hard when that happens. I'm hearing an awful static sound. How long have you been friends with her?
40 years.
Long time. Okay. We have more than one planet retrograde right now. So apparently, I think whatever came up for you and Desiree probably was a long time coming, right?
Maybe, yeah, maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes the retrograde planets do bring people back to you, and that's probably the best we can hope for here. So I'm going to take a look at it a different way here for a minute.
Okay.
I'm hearing a lot of noise in the background.
Oh.
Jacqueline, are you there?
Okay. I'm here, and I'm going to, I've been taking a look at this because it's a little complicated, okay? And that's the reason why I've been a little quiet is just because it is a little complicated about the understanding here, because I think, first of all, you did this under a Mercury retrograde. This falling out is a Mercury retrograde under a Mercury retrograde, even though it's direct now.
Okay.
At the time that the falling out happened, it was
yes.
under a Mercury retrograde. Okay.
Yes.
So I agree with Aphrodite that this has been boiling underneath the, you know, between the two of you for a period of time, that it's kind of like you two have been accepting certain things, and all of a sudden, it hit that breaking point to where it had to be exposed. Okay.
Yeah, more so on her part, because she was the one that started all this.
Well, and here again, I think she was bringing something to your attention that you needed to take a look at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because sometimes, right. again, you make certain assumptions, okay, and you overanalyze things a little more than the average individual does, and she can't catch up with you and understand where you went to, okay? So
mm-hmm.
she makes certain assumptions as a result of that. And I think the two of you have this miscommunication that goes on, okay, is what
mm-hmm.
happened here. I think there's, I think that you two can come to an understanding, but I also think that it's an unfolding of an understanding, okay? So it's
mm-hmm.
a matter of time and patience and understanding in the situation. Realize
right.
that whatever it was, she had been holding on to, and she had to let go. And you have to know that her sensitivity, okay, you've got a Venus in Leo. Sometimes when you get too close to people, you overwhelm them with that fire because you have
mm-hmm.
an Aquarius moon as well. And that's basically what you did. Anytime
okay.
during that day, she had a Pisces moon. So she's a much more sensitive creature than what she appears to be. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she needs to learn how to express her sensitivities and not take it so personally. Okay? So here
mm-hmm.
again, we have this situation and dynamic that's going on between the two of you. So the reason why I'm explaining it and going into such length in all of this is because it's a matter of trust and faith and knowing that you didn't mean to step on her feelings, but you did. So it's a matter of
mm-hmm.
rebalancing that out, because once you find out really what the problem is, it's no big deal to you to change, okay?
Right.
So have patience in it. Wait the situation out, and you guys will be talking again. This is a long-term relationship. It's not going to end over this, but it's going to take some time with these retrograde planets for you two to really readjust and grow to a new friendship.
Okay.
What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, Mercury comes out of its shadow on May 3rd, okay, and then it continues to you know, move a little through Aries here into Taurus. I feel it's more apt to kind of come into balance when Mercury does enter Taurus. I think that's the soonest you can hope for.
Okay.
And let me tell you when that is. Let me tell you when that is. Just to give you an idea. It goes in there around the 14th to 15th of May. So my feeling
okay.
is I have a feeling that it will probably redirect itself at that point. But I also agree with Jacqueline that this will be a process and not an event. Okay? And
mm-hmm.
And again, it's coming to a new table of understanding about the individuals
right.
that you are. Okay? And but,
mm-hmm.
again, and I agree with Jacqueline so much, yes, this is a long-standing relationship. And usually when these Mercury retrograde issues happen, where people stop speaking to each other or whatever, it usually doesn't last, okay? It's an impulse that says, okay, let's withdraw, reconsider,
mm-hmm.
and then reunite. And if you basically
right.
use that as your mantra, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay, and keep us posted.
Yes, thank you.
All right, many blessings to you and Desiree.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Wow. Yeah, it's like, wow, look what's going on here.
That's a little tense there.
Yeah, yeah. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561568, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello, it's Cindy.
It's
Hi
Cindy.
There. How you doing, Cindy?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
I
don't have any questions, really, except I'd just like to know what my chart has to say.
Okay. Sounds fair enough to me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's take a peek. Wow, your chart looks really great tonight. I'm very impressed. I'm
really?
Very impressed.
Good.
Yes.
Good news, I hope. Good news. Good.
Yes. You know, it's interesting because you are working with some dynamic squares with both Mars and Pluto, but you have so many sustaining trines to your planets in Virgo. So in some ways, it's kind of like a kiss and a slap, but it's almost like this is your time to really get reorganized and to really go back to what has worked for you, okay? And again, maybe catch up with an old friend, go to a restaurant you haven't been to in a while, that kind of thing is kind of what I'm seeing. But, you know, it's interesting because I like the trine you have going on right now with Saturn. And Saturn just went retrograde.
Yep.
So it is a time to bring some really good things that you've enjoyed doing or that you felt were purposeful in your past and to move them forward. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I'm going in the so same direction as you are. I can't believe, I mean, we're both hitting the same thing. When you hit that Saturn aspect, I was like, yeah, that you got it. I mean, I see the same thing about the deck.
Cool.
It's time to readdress, reexamine, go back to, you know, call people you haven't talked to from the past, revisit things, do things that you did before, change things up as far as going backwards instead of going forwards right now. I think this is a great time where you'll find a lot more success in doing that. So I agree with Aphrodite. Return doing old habits from the past. Return to old people from the past. Return to old things that you've done before and redo them again. I think this is the time to do it.
Okay. Anyone in my future? Anyone coming into my whatever in the future?
Someone is more apt to come in from your past than into your future because of that Saturn retrograde in your fifth house of romance, the Palm Beach chart. So you're more apt to run into someone that maybe the rules have changed, okay? You're more apt to reconnect, I believe, at this time. And the way that all the planetary energies look to me, it looks like you're looking for kind of like a soldier and a gentleman, okay?
Yes, yes, yeah.
And with Saturn retrograde, somebody could reappear in your world, and oh, I haven't seen you in so long, how are you doing? And their life has taken a change, probably for the better. So keep your eyes open for that.
Okay, okay. Okay, ladies, I guess I understand, but not really. But anyway, I will march on.
You understand, but you don't want that as the answer. You want a different answer.
Probably.
Okay.
Yep. I will see you next week, same time, same place, same question. Okay?
All right.
Take care.
Many blessings. We're looking forward to that.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
She's such a trip. Wow. Ah, you're someone else we know and love.
Ooh.
Deanna!
Oh, thank you. Hi. Hi, Aphrodite.
How you doing, girl?
Hey. Well, I'm afraid, going through rough times. I'm going to have to say things, Cindy.
Things are going for the better. They're starting to progress.
Yeah. You've told me that before, and it's come true. So I don't doubt what you're saying. But yesterday was a big day. Somebody came to my door with a big announcement. And I'm just wondering, you know, how much time I have here. And I really wish I could consult you privately. One or both.
Okay. Well, I just don't think it's going to happen immediately because of Jupiter's retrograde in Scorpio right now, and it's still in your fourth house, and it's retrograde until July 10th. So I don't know if there's going to be any big shift before then. It could be close, but I don't feel it. And with the other planets that are in Capricorn that are retrograde, which does rule corporate America, by the way, I have a feeling that you're looking at some lag time here. Now, I understand that your impulse was probably to be very fearful because, again, you know, you want to stay comfortable and secure in your world. Absolutely. I support that. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do agree. You know, you have to look at this, even though, and that's the thing is that it's supposed to be faith over fear, and this is still a challenge in that situation. Neptune is conjunct your vertex, and that is a challenge, okay? But I agree with Aphrodite. This is a due process. There isn't anything that's going to happen before mid-July in the first place. And it's still due process at that with corporate America with all those retrograde planets. So I think you need to look at that a little bit more and have faith.
We're going to talk again, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday because he's going back to New York. This is a corporation that he represents. And there is a cash offer, but it's on a very limited time basis. Irregardless, and I don't like that word, regardless, actually.
Neptune's in perfect trine
to your son. Yep.
Again,
and Neptune's in perfect trine to your son, and we talked about this before. Neptune rules both our fears and our faith, and we choose. Now, because Neptune's in your eighth house of resources, okay, what you've invested in, it's in perfect trine to your Scorpio son. Right now, my feeling is this might actually be a legitimate offer, okay? And you have to consider that. Now, because of Neptune going through your eighth house, I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and call upon the saints to help you at this time to guide you in the right direction because I know that you do this. And I so think this would be fabulous for you to do right now. So whenever you start to feel fearful, go into your prayer world. You love your prayer world, okay?
Yeah. I've had a lot of help from that.
You'll get a sign.
Do you think that
you'll get a sign? You'll know what to do.
Okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I want to keep on listening, and I do hope to talk to one or both of you very soon because I feel very unintelligent when I'm scared.
You need some of the need help. We get that. No problem. Call us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need your help. Definitely.
All right, babe.
I love you both, and have a wonderful week, and keep on helping
you
all
too,
of
babe.
Us because we need it. Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Jack.
All right. God bless.
God bless.
God bless. Putting her back on hold. Okay. Cindy said goodbye, but she signed back on because I guess she wanted to listen. Sorry about that, Cindy. Okay. On hold. Just so I don't mess anybody up here. All right. So, are we ready for the next one?
Okay.
Somebody else you both know and love. Area code 440, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. Hi, Jacqueline. How you doing?
Hey.
Great, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, you're a little bit ahead of us in Virginia than we are in Ohio because, yeah, we're just, our gardens, I'm not, nowhere near ready to start planting. So.
already got asparagus, basically, that I've got to preserve tonight.
Excellent, excellent. But, well, I got you on the phone. Hey, it seems like my world's been in chaos. Like, I took your advice last time. It's like I try to explain, even when I'm just telling a story, I try to go into a lot of detail and stuff like that, and it seemed to be working. But then, like, over the last, I don't know, week and a half, my world just seems like it's chaos. Work is kind of up in the air. Things are just pretty chaotic for me right now. Do you see an end to this?
Yes, but it's not going to be as quick as you'd like.
Oh, no.
What's happening is Mars is at the 19th degree of Capricorn, okay? And it's only there every 2.5 years, and it is moving through your sixth house of work and service and health, okay? And what it's doing is it was squaring your Mercury for this past week, so that's why you kept maybe opening your mouth and inserting your foot, sorry. But also, it's, over the next week and a half, it's going to be squaring both your Sun and your Venus, okay? And so because of that, this is again a time that you're going to have to meet the challenge of the square by taking the high road and trying not to personalize the issues as much as possible. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with Aphrodite. I'm going to say learn to ask more questions. This is a time for good investigation, okay? Because you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, okay? And so this is a great time when somebody says something that really challenges you to ask them where they got that information from, how did they come to that conclusion, why are you saying that to me, anything of a question form instead of trying to respond or giving your response to it. I think it would be better received that way, and that would make them think, as well as you get away from some of the crazy, because, again, here, Uranus is still touching your Venus, okay, and it's got to move a little bit further away before those little bombs stop going off, okay? So meet the challenge, but do it kind of fun. All that stuff is in the ninth house, so do a little comedy and humor, laugh at it, because it's not going to change for a little while, and I'm sorry, but I agree with Avedat. It's not going to change for a while. I can't change the planets. So have fun with it.
That's going to be a challenge, but I will take your advice and I'll do that. I'll ask more questions and let somebody else make the decisions instead of it falling on me. I'll see if I can't get higher ups to make the call, and then I'll just follow suit, do what I got to do to get their whatever they want done. So.
Picture the infinity symbol, Dan, okay? Picture the infinity symbol, okay, and in your mind, okay? And when something comes up like this, when something comes up and there's a challenge placed to you, first you step in and you say, I understand you're upset about something. I understand that you're not feeling happy right now. First say you understand something and then say, well, I think the person that's in charge of that is so-and-so. Because if you step in as being the ally and redirect them, you're not going to have to take the hit.
Okay. I'll try. And I guess I'll just kind of bear with it until it passes. But what do you think? Like maybe end of the month or middle of May, something like that?
Oh, let me just take a look at the ephemeris real quick. Let me see when Mars gets out of Capricorn. It's still there for a little bit. It pretty much kind of goes away on the 17th, 18th of May. It may take a couple more days to really feel it when it goes into Aquarius. You're going to be able to use more higher mind and less reactionary self. So I think that's going to be better for you.
Okay, so about middle of May. All right. I'll look for some changes then, and I'll just, do the best I can with what I got till then, so.
All you can do.
All right. Excellent. Thanks again, ladies. You have a good night. And can I still listen?
Of course. Of course you can still
listen.
Okay, thanks. I'll put you on hold right now. All right. Bye.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Life's tough when you're cute. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 415, you're on the air.
Oh. Hi, thank you. This is Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi, Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi.
How's your day going?
It's interesting. The energy has been interesting. I've been like really busy doing a lot of projects, and then today I sort of got kind of quiet, and I don't know if it's like a little confused. I'm just sort of wondering what's coming next with my career.
Are you July 16th?
It's like, yeah, just been in a weird mood today.
Okay.
Well, this is your lunar return, and that's the reason why you're in a weird mood today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how long does a lunar return go on for?
Well, it hit today, so today you're going to be a little bit more melancholy than you normally are, okay? All it's doing is readjusting your emotional clock, okay? It's a 2.5-day cycle, basically, and it holds that the impression of today holds 28 days of a cycle emotionally for you, okay? I'm not saying that you're going to feel melancholy all 28 days, but what it is taking a look at and where it's hitting is looking at emotionally how you feel about the transformations and changes going on in your life, because you have some shifts and changes going on, and it really wants you to readjust your emotions to do that. Venus is conjunct your Mars right now, so that's really, again, that little bit more sensitive kind of thing that, you know, you really have to go for what you love and take action on what you love right now, and sometimes that is a little overwhelming with your lunar return. On top of that, the Sun is coming into conjunction with your Chiron, so there's little shifts and little surprises along the way, and you're feeling that instability is what I'm trying to say. Know that it's just making a small alteration and adjustment. Don't get so overly emotional about the situation. I know you're a little Cancer baby, and that moon is, you know, important to you. But I would say, calm down. It'll relax. It'll change here soon. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I just wanted to say something, because you said that you were like emotionally, like how I'm feeling to the changes, and I've been really excited about them. That's why it's like weird today that I'm feeling like you're saying, melancholy. I was like, where is this from? I've been so happy about all the changes. So was I not really happy and suppressing some sadness or something?
Not really. I think the last few days, because the moon was in Cancer, okay, it went over your Sun, okay. I've been going through the same thing, because I'm a late Cancer like you are, and that Cancer energy has been opposing the planets we talked about earlier that are all in Capricorn. So you could see some things coming into order. You could see how it could serve, but then when the moon goes into Leo, now it's more personal. Okay, and that Leo moon, and your Mercury's also in Leo, your Vertex is in Leo, your Saturn's in Leo, so part of you does want to have some control in the changing circumstances, okay? Now you're saying, okay, well, where do I fit in? And because of your lunar return, I totally agree with Jacqueline on that score. So that's what's kind of going on, and this is going to shift again in 2.5 days, so don't worry about it. It'll pass. I don't think it's anything serious, long-lasting, life-threatening, or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the moon is squaring your Chiron, okay? And as Jacqueline pointed out, the Sun is kissing your Chiron too. So you're like saying, okay, how can I be part of the solution? How can I be more a part of these exciting times? I don't want to get left behind. And that's where I think it's coming from.
Okay. Yeah, because maybe you guys have insight about this, because I'm so sort of one moment like gung-ho about, you know, launch, like I'm doing my business again and putting out events and offering services. And then there's another part of me that doesn't really feel like, I like having the idea. I like putting it out. If I have to promote it for too long, I lose interest. So that sort of is like, I don't really understand that, if that's like my personality, like I get bored of it, or, and then I start questioning, is this something I really want to be doing? Like, I don't know what to make of that. I don't know if you have any insight as far as
Born is your worst enemy because you have both Venus and Jupiter in Gemini. So boredom is your worst enemy, okay?
Yeah.
And that's why it is good for you to be multitasking and looking at all facets of your business. Because the more creative you are, the more your heart feels full. That's just the way your personality works. So I guess, okay, you put a few things out there. Jupiter's retrograde in your 10th house of your career right now, so those things are incubating. They're just fine. So now you want to look at something new. You want to maybe create something else new. Just keep trying to move forward with your creativity, and you won't get into that slump.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Whenever I'm creative, I'm like so happy. I'm just so, so happy.
Yeah.
So, okay. Thank you.
Keep
very
your fingers
nice
busy.
With you guys.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. I will.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
God bless. All right.
Bless you too. Bye-bye.
I have that too. I have Venus and Jupiter combust in Gemini. I so know how that feels. In the 8th house, no less. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
I so get
yours
that.
Is a little more intense.
Right. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you having fun? This is, I'm the girl from the Netherlands. I think you know me from the Netherlands.
What's your name again?
Spanish. Spanish is my name. A-N-A.
I got it. See, we also have an Anna from Paraguay.
Yeah.
We have one from Romania.
Wow, you guys are awesome. So for me, it would be more about money-wise. Do you see any race? Do you see me getting more money coming up? I need to make more money, guys.
All right. And you live in New York now, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Let's take a look. See what's going on with your finances.
What
city were you in on your birthday this year?
In the Netherlands, in Amsterdam.
This year? This last January.
Oh, where was I in last January?
Yeah, January 2018. What city were you in?
I was in New York, but I went to Turkey for a little bit.
Was it on your birthday that you went to Turkey?
No.
Okay.
So you were in New York for your birthday?
Yeah. Yes, I was.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Makes sense.
Are you making money from two different things that you're doing, Anna?
I'm doing two different things, but I'm making money for only one thing I do.
Okay. Because you are supposed to be doing two things as far as there's two big purposes going on for you right now. Okay? And that's okay.
Okay.
I think that's good for you. You know, I mean, your Mercury and your Sun on your birthday this year were combust in Aquarius. So for you to keep your fine mind really, really working here is ideal. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Her Mercury and her Sun are combust? Oh, I'm looking at her solar return. Sorry. In your solar return, your Sun and Venus are in conjunction with each other. Okay. The reason why I'm telling you this is just because in your solar return, that's in your second house of personal finances, okay? And it is a little dramatic, and you are returning to old issues from the past as far as your financial situation is concerned, okay? What I am going to say, I agree with Aphrodite. You need to be doing two things. You need to be focused on those two things and allow the universe to make the foundational shifts it needs to this year for your finances. Next year is a much better year. Are you going to be destitute this year? No. But are you going to have a hard time this year? Yes. Okay. Realize next year is the year where you can breathe again as far as your financial situation is concerned.
Okay.
So just keep the party going.
Have faith. Keep it going and have faith. Because, again, you're going to be taking, your basic necessities aren't going to be taken care of. With Capricorn ruling that, you know that your basic necessities are going to be taken care of. However, there's not a lot left over for anything else. Okay? And I'm sorry.
Well, I'm wondering, like, at this
look
job
towards
site.
Next year.
Oh, okay. Maybe it'll go into next year. Okay.
That's okay because
this year
financially for you.
Well, next year, if it goes through, then they will pay everything back that they owe me. They will pay everything that they owe me for all the services that I have done. They will have to pay it back.
Okay.
What?
Just do the work. You're setting a strong foundation for your financial situation here. Okay?
Okay. I keep doing the work. Okay.
You're investing in yourself. Yes, you're investing in yourself. Perfect.
Yeah. Got it. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Keep us posted, okay, Anna?
Yeah, well,
I'll keep you on hold, babe. Okay,
these
great.
I'm taking these with me, and these are all for delivery, please.
Wow. Okay. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Let's see. They just disappeared. Now, I didn't touch any button.
It's Blog Talk.
Okay. Right? Good point. Okay, we'll go to the next one. Area code 770, you're on the air.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm here. Sorry, I was on the computer doing some work. I thought you said 770. But this is Maddie, and I was listening. And how you guys doing today? Good?
Very good.
Great, how about you?
Great. I'm good. Just a rainy day here in Georgia. But can't control Mother Nature.
No, Mother Nature has a mind of her own.
Does. But I heard you mention in the beginning of the show that Capricorn Mars is in Capricorn 9 and it exalted. And I said,
it's right on your sun sign, babe. It's sitting right on you today. It has been for like a week.
You have my chart in front of you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay. And explain to me just how what does that really mean?
Well,
is that good?
Mars is the planet of action, blood, war, libido, and making decisions, okay? And it's sitting
libido.
On both your sun in Capricorn and your south node, which is the empty cup of the zodiac. So right now, this is a time where you really want to put in the effort to be really truly fulfilled in your work. And it could be amazing.
Okay.
These Capricorn planets are moving to your sixth house. You know, you need to use, as you always have, your integrity as your calling card, and you're going to end up so good here. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. This is a good time to really set your soul free to work. Okay.
Okay.
Both Mars and Pluto are there, and this is a time where what you take action to and what you feed will really manifest in the future as a really great thing for you. This is a time for you to really feel empowered in the direction you're going. Venus is going through your 11th house of hopes, desires, and dreams. So it's time to manifest those hopes and desires and dreams. You've been given it all clear with Venus. Venus says, okay, let's do this. So I strongly suggest that you desire to go for it this time.
Oh, fantastic. Do if I give you guys a birthday, would you be able to tell me with this guy, he's kind of, he's working with me, like giving me tools to work with because he see the same thing. Would he be good for me if I give you his birthday? I don't know the time, but I do know his birthday.
What's his birthday?
September the 16th, 43. And he was born in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, okay,
September.
Okay.
And where was he born?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
I'm saying Brooklyn, but I know he was raised in Brooklyn somewhere in there. Yeah.
Well, we don't have a time, but we have to have something to put in here or the computer will not cooperate with us.
It's
funny. Okay, let's take a look. See what goes on here for you. Okay.
Oh, my God. That's a good thing. His son sits on your Jupiter. This is some kind of business deal?
He's working with me because he is a businessman, and he's showing me tools what to work with so I can get out there because he sees potential. What
I
should
he
be
does.
Absolutely. I love this.
He does. Look at that. Mars conjunct Uranus, Sun conjunct Jupiter.
Fabulous.
Wow. Wow.
Mercury sits
so
on your Neptune.
Pummy?
And his Venus is in trine to your Mars. Wow. Nice. There's a lot of good going on here.
Oh, fantastic. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So
you two can speak the same language. You have a true understanding on more than one level. It's great.
Oh, wow. Wow.
This is
so
definitely a wonderful opportunity for you.
A lot of good opportunities. Oh.
Yeah, I think this is great. I think it's a gift given to you. I really have to be oriented, and I like that about each one, but in two different ways, okay? So, and I will say this. He'll give you a lot of great answers, but remember, this is your business. He has a certain way of doing things, and you have a certain way of doing things. Utilize the information, but tailor it for how you do things.
Thank you.
The only thing I'm going to say about that, this is beautiful, the information that he's going to provide for you and how he's going to support you and help you out.
Fantastic. So me having reservations
about keep us posted on this. We want to hear more.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Where did you want the relationship to go?
I don't know. Where do you see it going?
Well, I think it can go anywhere you want to go. I mean,
really?
I mean, if you want to mix business and pleasure, I don't see anything wrong with that in the chart, actually.
Oh.
I think you're both very open and honest and heartfelt. I don't see a problem with mixing business and pleasure with this person.
Oh. Well, I like that part. I get a chance to visit New York more often.
There you go. I have to feel like it's weird. It's like you can almost read each other's minds in this chart. I'm just really loving this. And I think Jacqueline's on the same page with me on this one. And this is great for you. So just keep us posted on how it goes, all right?
I will. Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, thank you. I'm on the right track. Oh, my God.
Yep,
well,
green light, babe. Green light.
Green light. Okay. Thank you, guys. I'll call you back and let you know. Definitely will.
All right. We'll be looking forward to that.
I keep my mind open, my heart open, and I go for it. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
All
thank
right.
You.
God bless.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Amazing. Alrighty then. Oh, the one that dropped down, is back. Great.
Well, I didn't drop out. My cat.
Area code 404, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, namaste. It's Lolita.
Lolita!
Hello, Lolita.
Hi. How are y'all fabulous ladies doing?
Good.
Great. You?
I'm doing peachy keen. Thank you for asking. I had to drop off because I had a customer walk in. I'm like, oh, crap, right when I need to talk to them.
How do you spell their name?
Lolita.
That's what I thought. Okay, gotcha.
Ooh. I don't blame you for dropping off.
Now, do you still live in Chicago?
Yeah. I live in Georgia now.
Awesome. What city?
Marietta.
That's what I thought. Okay. So we talked about how beautiful that place is. All right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Jacqueline. I know you have something to say already.
I feel it.
Okay. Well, Mars is conjunct Jupiter. Now, transiting Mars is conjunct your natal Jupiter right now. Discipline, training, and walking through the business is so important because it's to your benefit to make sure you make the right transformations and changes as far as your work is concerned. So, did you have something specific you wanted to ask us about?
Well, I know that we have a lot in retrograde and caps, so I wasn't sure. I mean, I'm not. Is that the moral of what's going on with these transits? What you were just mentioning, just focusing on the business.
Well, your reputation is going to stand by you in this cycle with the retrogrades. Your reputation is going to stand by you. It's a very important ways right now. So Mars is going to move pretty quickly through Capricorn, but both Saturn and Pluto are really supporting you this year and next. I mean, don't you? What do you think, Jacqueline? That's what I'm seeing.
Well, that's what and here again, that's what I'm going for with this. Remember, Saturn is your planet. It's exalted in its sign right now, which gives you power and strength with it. It's a matter of just doing the work, and it's going to be there, like Aphrodite said, for the next couple of years.
Okay.
And, and what it's going to do is it passes over your Sun, then your North Node, your cup overflowing, and then your Jupiter. Okay. And here again, what you have is by the work and effort you put into today, over the next couple of years, like Aphrodite was talking about, your reputation is going to be solid. You're going to have this strong, solid, firm business just by word of mouth. Okay? Just by doing what you do and doing the right thing every day. So make sure that you just do the right thing every day, and you will have this business soar in a couple of years like you wouldn't believe.
Awesome. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. You're going to work hard, but you're going to appreciate the work you put in. In other words, you're going to feel that sense of accomplishment every day, too. And you are going to work hard, but you're better when you are working hard.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, that's definitely true. I mean, when we're working, everything gets, you know, going. So definitely understand that aspect.
Well, keep us posted, okay?
Yeah, well, I wanted to let you know, I talked to you about a month ago on a different topic. You guys actually brought it up. That gentleman that you said that you couldn't keep me out of his mind, he's been actually reaching out. It's interesting and on the conversation, so I just thought I'd let you guys know that.
Whoa, cool. We like to hear that. We like confirmation.
Well, yeah, it's funny how I forget who asked me, like, did you – have a specific question. I'm like, I was like debating because like today has been so off. It's like my solar plexus and my heart chakra has been like, I don't know what's going on, like that whole thing. So it's just like, so then I just went to the business, like what, you know, if what's in the planet's worth store for me. But it was interesting that you asked it because I was actually in debate mode. Like, do I ask about that question or do I ask about what the planet's for me and right now what's going on?
Well, Jupiter is going to be retrograding back onto your moon, okay? It's retrograde now. It's going to be retrograde until July 10th. And what it's going to do is it's going to be backing up onto your moon in your seventh house of marriage and close personal relationships and intimacy. And when it does that, it's going to be trining Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, and faith, okay, which Jacqueline talks about a great deal. And that's what I'm telling you, that this could be a really great time to develop a relationship, for sure.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, because I know something's going on, but I needed to let you guys know that that person has reached out. And it's interesting, sending me, like, pictures of – I'm from India, so different pictures of deities. And I'm just, like, so taken back because he was raised such a different way. So I'm like, okay, yeah, something's going on. But I thought I'd share that with you all, that, yeah, something's growing.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate you too. I know there's more callers, so I won't take up so much time, but I'll love to listen. Thank you, you guys, so much.
All right. God bless you. Okay.
You too. Bye.
Sweet night. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Well, it's about the top of the hour. We should probably tell people what we're doing, where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay.
I know, I do. I have one class starting in a couple of weeks, and I have another one starting in July here in Roanoke, Virginia. And, of course, I'm always available by phone. The number to reach me at is 540-400-0110. And Jacqueline and I are both on Facebook. We're pretty easy to find. If you need us in between, don't hesitate to give us a call. We're here for you, and we love doing the show, and thank you all so much for calling in and sharing your life and, you know, to have that kind of intimacy, to like to be the invisible person. I just love that. The invisible helper, I should say. But you have a sweet night. We'll talk to you next week, right, Jacqueline?
Great. Have a good week.
God bless. Bye-bye now.
Good night.